This morning, our theme is a new beginning. A new beginning. Genesis 8 started with the close, "Then God remembered Noah." God did not forget Noah in the ark. But the question is, was life very rosy for Noah in the ark? A few years ago, the world experienced the ravaging COVID-19. And we had to be subjected to a lockdown. I don't know how many of us really enjoyed the period. Noah in the ark is almost the same thing as having his life under lockdown. Though the objective was to save him from destruction. If you are living and you are on the land, you can go out wherever you want to go. You can expand. You can explore. But when you are in the ark, it is almost tantamount to being in prison. Your capacity to explore is limited. Your capacity to expand is limited. I've been on cruise very recently, but I don't think I can enjoy it for 6 months, because Noah has been in the ark for 6 months, 190 days, 6 months, over 6 months. Who does he relate with? Just his family members. And then the domestic animals. And you have the cycle repeating itself on a daily basis. But outside the ark was massive destruction. But God does not want this to continue. God remembered the appointed time to show mercy was drawn. And God remembered Noah. Noah was in the ark not because he had sinned. The Bible records it that he was found to be righteous. But yet, he still had to experience the limitations because of what had happened in his surroundings. God remembered Noah. And God was ready to show mercy. And when that happened, God caused the wind to blow. You see, when there is flood, the flow of water is such at a fast pace. So you can imagine how the ship will be rocking from side to side. It wasn't a rosy situation for Noah, even in the ark. But God remembered him. God showed him mercy. And when the appointed time came, God caused a wind to blow, and the ark came to a rest. So, church, if we are going to have a new beginning, we need to ask first for God's mercy, for God to remember us. That is the first step for a new beginning to happen. God must remember us. God must show us mercy. You may be here or listening to my voice online, and you just have a look at your life, and you can feel the limitation all around you. You want to expand, there is limitation. You want to grow, there is limitation. There is storm everywhere you turn to. All you need is God to remember you. All you need is God to remember you. God's mercy. You need God's grace and mercy. And what is God's grace? By the way, what is grace? Grace is God dealing with you, not measuring the vast volume of our sins. The scripture says, if God were to mark iniquity, who can stand? But God deals with us with that grace. He overlooks all our shortcomings. And what is mercy? Mercy is God giving you what you do not deserve. So the first thing God did was to extend grace and mercy to Noah. Do you need God's grace and mercy? That is the first step to a new beginning. After the ark came to a rest, the scripture told us in verse 7, Noah did not just jump out of the ark. Remember, the water level has risen so massively. God has shown Noah mercy. The ark has rested. But it wasn't wise for just Noah to jump out of the ark. The second step for a new beginning is discernment and process. Discernment of process. The scripture said in verse 7, then he sent out a raven which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. Noah did not just jump out of the ark after the ark had rested. There was a discernment. Is it time for me to launch out now? And in order to get that done, Noah sent out a bird called ravens. As I was preparing for this message, I tried to dig deep. What type of bird is the raven? And the scientists said this about the raven. Ravens are among the smartest of all birds, gaining a reputation for solving ever more complicated problems by ever more creative scientists. The raven sent out is one of the smartest birds. And the ravens are known to solve complicated problems. But hear this again. Ravens can eat anything. Garbage, dead animals, grains, name it. So it was not wrong for Noah to have sent out the bird called raven. The raven was sent out. Go out and test. Let's know the level of water outside. Has it receded? Has it come down? But when the raven got out, the raven must have experienced freedom. Remember, it was in the ark, more or less like in the cage. So when it got out, it found freedom. Oh my God! That man, why has he just caged us for months in that ark? Here is freedom. And perhaps some researchers said the ravens might have seen lots of dead bodies to eat. And therefore, when ravens got out, he forgot the assignment. He found freedom. Freedom. Free food everywhere. Why am I in the ark? And he forgot to go back. There are two things that we need to get from there. Firstly, let me talk to our young children. Congratulations on your result. You're on your way to the university. When you get out, don't forget. Don't say, mommy is not there, daddy is not there. Yeah, it's freedom. I can do whatever I like. Remember, you have been sent out for a purpose. Remember the purpose for which you have gone there. And for us as adults, here is an information for us. We have been sent to this world for a purpose. You are not just here by an accident. You are here for a purpose. And now that you are in this atmosphere, in this environment, you have found freedom. Have you forgotten the purpose for which you have been sent here to this world? The raven forgot the purpose completely. But as you know, in every football team, there must be substitutes. So if the active player is not doing what he is supposed to do, what do you think the coach will do? We take him out and send somebody in. The raven forgot what he was asked to do. And Noah, in verse 8, decided to send a substitute, the dove. Now listen, what the scientists say about the dove again. A dove is in the same categories as pigeons. They are friendly and make good companions. Doves are friendly and make good companions. Noah sent out the dove. The dove went forth, went around, but when the dove could not find a resting place, the dove came back. And Noah brought the dove in, back into the ark. The dove understood the purpose for which he was sent out. Do you understand your purpose? After 7 days, according to the scriptures, Noah again sent out the dove. The dove went forth, but this time around, he brought an olive branch back to Noah. So you can see, the smartest bird failed the assignment woefully. But the dove understood the assignment. Do you understand your assignment? For a new beginning to occur, one, you need God to remember you. Two, you need to discern the process. Dove understood what Noah asked him to do and came back with an olive branch. And you know what olive branch means? It represents what? Peace. And that is why till today you have the dove. When you want to represent Holy Spirit at times, they use the dove. And the third time, the dove was sent out, having completed its assignment, the dove flew away. Don't forget, you need to discern the process. God has remembered you. God has shown you mercy. The next thing is, what are the processes? What are the things I need to do? And you need to discern that. What is the third one? The scripture told us now in verse 18 of Genesis chapter 8. And God spoke to Noah. It says, go forth of the ark, and thou and thy wife and thy sons and thy sons' wives with thee. Verse 17, bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may be bred abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And verse 18, and Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Go forth. Another version of the Bible says, bring out. Forth means go forward. Remember, we started that Noah's life had been limited. God has shown him mercy. He has discerned the process. And God has now spoken. He said, go forward. Do not look behind again. Another version says, bring out. That is, step out. Move from the old place where you have been standing. Move from the old place where you have stood for a very long time. Step out. Move out. And Isaiah told us, do not remember the old things. Behold, I will do what? A new thing. God wants to do a new thing. But he needs you to step out. He needs you to take the step of faith. You don't stay in the old place. And this year, even the church theme has been enlarged. If you need to enlarge, you can't stay in the same place and think enlargement will come. You've got to take a step. Bring forth. Bring out. Step out. the third aspect for a new beginning is your ability now to step out. Don't stay in the old place. It's only a fool that we continue to do the same thing the same way and expect a different result. So the Bible is saying to you, God is telling you this morning, step out. Anyone you need to talk to, anyone you need to connect with, anyone you need to link, is there something you need to do? Step out. You know, opportunity is like a train, and a train stops at every train station. It is only those who are ready that goes into the train. So everything you need to do, you've done that during the discernment of the process. You need to acquire more skills, go and acquire it. You need to do a course, go and do it. You need to talk to somebody, go talk to someone and get ready. When the opportunity comes, isn't it you'll be able to step in? Remember, when the train stops at a train station, if you are still trying to buy your ticket, will the train wait for you? No, it moves on. Step out. Design the process. What you need to do. And when you are ready, be ready to step out. Step out in faith. God is, you might have done it first time and you have failed. In fact, somebody said, when you try something for the first time and it didn't work, even if it means you have spent money, you have only paid school fees. And when you pay school fees, it tells you that you have done that thing in a wrong way. You have learned your lesson, and that is the fees you have paid. When the opportunity comes to you next time, you know what to avoid, isn't it? Step out. Don't use the old experience. Oh, I did this and it didn't work. I'm not ready to try it again. No, step out. Is it business that you have done and you have failed? You've only paid your school fees. You've learned the lesson, the way you are not to do it anymore. Second time, God is going to give you another chance, which is a new beginning. Step out in faith. Stop limiting yourself. Stop limiting yourself. God is doing a new thing. And after God had spoken, what was Noah's reaction? The Bible tells us that, that is in verse 20. The scripture says, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The fourth thing, worship. Noah worshiped God. Noah knew the new beginning, the new opportunity God has granted him. It's not about his own ability. It's just God extending mercy unto him. And what did he do? He worshiped God. He worshiped God. When God gives you a new beginning, are you ready to worship him? Are you ready to give your life to him and say, yes, God, I am totally sold out to you. With my skills, with the knowledge you have given me, with my life, thank you for this new opportunity. I'm ready to worship you. Or will you use what God has given you to begin to oppose him? Or forget completely about him? Noah worshiped God. He made a sacrifice. And Romans 12 also endeared us. He said, give your life as a total sacrifice unto him. What is your response for the second opportunity, a new beginning God has given you? Are you going to worship him? Are you ready to totally sell out yourself for God's purpose? And after Noah worshipped, God responded again with a seal, final declaration. You can see cause effect here. Noah worshipped God. And the scripture tells us in verse 21, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Will you, because of your worship, make God to make such a declaration? It was a declaration. A final thing that I will never. And you know God is so faithful. When he says this, he will not heed his words. I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. And he made the final declaration. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Church, these are the steps if you want to experience God's new beginning. Number one, God must show you mercy. God must remember you. Number two, you've got to discern the process. Because God has remembered you, God has shown you mercy, you just don't jump. You've got to discern the process. What do I need to do? Number three, God needs to speak. God needs to give you the guidance. Remember Proverbs 3:5 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, what did he ask us to do? Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Discern the process. And God needs to speak. After God has spoken, you don't wait there. You need to take a step of faith. Step out. Take a step of faith. Live a life of worship. It's not only Sunday you are a Christian. As you go out of this door, remember you are Christ's ambassador. Live a life of worship. You don't need to tell people that I am a Christian. Let them see something different in you to say something is different in this man. Something is different in this woman. And God is going to make a final declaration. So this morning, are you experiencing limitation? Are you at that junction where you do not know where to turn to? Are you in the midst of confusion? Have you been limited in whatever way? You can come to God this morning. You can count on God this morning. You can trust God this morning. One thing with God is, He does not fail. He does not fail. He created you and is giving you an assignment. Are you ready? Are you ready this morning? Let us bow down our heads. I just want to give you a minute just to have a think. God wants to give us a new beginning. He has given us so much. But at times we have boxed ourselves into that box. Maybe because of past experience, old experience. The extent He wants us to go, we have limited ourselves. And maybe you are even here, you think God has forgotten about you. And your prayer is, God, remember me. Remember me. Or this morning, yours is about fear of stepping out. What if I do this and it fails? What if I do this and it doesn't work? What if this happened? But also I want to tell you, what if you step out and you are successful? What if you step out and you become victorious? What if you step out and your life is changed for good forever? You need to overcome fear. Or yours is about, how can I give my life as a worship unto you, God? How do I continue to live for you? Or your own prayer is, God, I don't want to fail you in the assignment you have given me. Irrespective of your position this morning or where you are, you can cry for God's help. God, here I am. Help me. Help me. Father, Lord God, your promise of a new beginning is to everyone who calls upon you. You said you will never forget nor forsake them. We come this morning. We pray for your mercy. Mercy that triumphs over judgment. We cry for your mercy this morning. Have mercy over us, Lord. We also pray for spirit of discernment to be able to take the right decision, the right step needed. We also pray, O Lord, for that boldness to overcome fear, to be able to take the step and move forward. Father, Lord, we cry, help us. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, we cry. Do not forget us. Remember us, O Lord. And Father, we just pray that we will continue to live our life as a sacrifice and as a worship to you, Lord. Thank you because you give us that new beginning. And we will not disappoint you in any way. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.